This is Jonna.
And George.
From the West River Cookhouse, and we listen to Beach Business Speaks only on Beach Booster Radio.
This is Victor Miller of Beach Business Speaks, only heard on Beach Booster Radio, where I am vocal for local business. Now, let's get on with the show. Well, joining me today is George and
Jonna.
I keep wanting to say Jonna.
Jonna.
Because your name
like
is spelled
Donna.
So neat. Yeah. J-O-N-N-A.
Just like Donna.
Okay, so George and Jonna.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
From West River Cookhouse. They're brand new in Wasaga Beach. They're located at Unit 6 at 627 River Road West. And the phone number is 705-352-FOOD, which is 3663. We're going to repeat all this at the end, okay, guys?
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming in, because I know it's been 2 months of craziness for you guys since you've opened.
Absolutely.
And you're working 7 days a week around the clock.
We are.
Give everybody what hours you're open.
11 till 8, and on Friday and Saturday, 11 till 9 p.m.
Wow, those are long hours, guys.
Yeah.
And I got to say, it's really buzzing around the beach about your place.
Yes,
okay?
We have to thank the social media and all the folks coming in, spreading the good news for us.
How much longer for your liquor license?
We're waiting any day. Hopefully it's going to arrive soon. We're all prepared for our draft beer, and we're looking forward to having our license.
And you're going to have how many drafts?
A couple.
Like two handles?
Yep, two handles.
Two tops.
And a few kinds of beer, red and white wine, and maybe a little bit of alcohol.
Right. You're going to have a bit of a cocktail menu?
Caesars, your regular vodka and orange juice. Nothing special, just a...
No margaritas for summer?
Probably not.
Oh, I have to show you how to make those.
Yes, that would be...
That's my old pass.
Oh, okay.
Now, you've also got a takeout menu.
Absolutely.
So people can order in or take out.
Absolutely. We also offer a delivery service with Ken in his Quicksilver business.
Oh, so you do have delivery.
Absolutely.
Because somebody did ask me that on social media when I was plugging about your restaurant there, and I said I didn't know if you had it, so I was going to ask you that question today.
Yes, and we hooked up about 4 to 6 weeks ago, and it's been going very well.
Okay, great. So you do have takeout and you have delivery.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Now, I got to ask you, how did this venture come to being? I know George is a cook from a long time ago, okay?
Yes.
But how did it all happen?
It kind of just happened. We were working in Bracebridge last summer, and we're driving past the place and noticed it was available, and we were thinking, okay, why are we commuting to Muskoka? Last October, we spoke to Ralph, the landlord, and then we went on our vacation. We came back and signed the lease and started renovations, and we opened mid-February.
How long have you been cooking, George, now? Because I know you from past.
Since
how long have you been cooking?
1977.
Wow.
Very young. My parents' steakhouse.
Well, you're definitely a seasoned pro.
Thank you.
Your food, you know, speaks for itself. And...
Jonna, I'm a newbie at this. I've only been doing this now for...
Since 2008.
Yeah, about 2000.
Oh, that's not new.
Because
everybody's saying the service at the tables is fantastic.
Excellent.
I dragged her in kicking and screaming.
Yes. Well, I'm a salesperson by trade, so I guess I'm selling food now.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, you're doing an excellent job, okay?
Excellent.
Everybody's
Thank you.
Raving about the service and the food.
Excellent.
I'm going to plug right off the bat. My favorite that I had the first time I went in was the fish and chips.
Did you have the halibut?
I had the halibut.
Yes.
I am from England. I was born in England. And being a Brit, I've grown up on my fish and chips. And I got to tell you, if my mom was still alive, she would be there daily getting that fish and chip order.
Awesome.
That fish and chips is the best English-style fish and chips I've had in a long, long time. It's very little batter and a lot of fish.
It's the way we like it.
Yes, and it's...
The batter is made
from
scratch.
The batter is from scratch, yes. Not from a box and a couple ingredients added to our own. We start with our flour and baking soda and the other secret ingredients that go into our recipe.
Well, I could have told everybody the halibut, I had one piece with fries, and that was for $11.95. You can't beat this. And you've got haddock also for $8.95.
Absolutely. And don't forget, you get your choice of homemade baked beans or your homemade coleslaw.
Yeah, the baked beans. I had the baked beans. That was great.
Excellent.
Even Brenda, a friend of mine, she went there and got the same thing, and she had, said her grandchildren loved the baked beans.
Awesome.
They were raving about that on the forums.
Yeah.
Okay? Social media.
Excellent.
Okay, let's talk about your menu. You've got some starters, which I picked out a few of my favorites, okay? So I'm just going to discuss a few of those and then I'll let you continue on, okay? I want people to know you've got mac and cheese bites. They're breaded macaroni and cheese wedges served with marinara sauce for $6.95. People, listen to these prices. Jumbo garlic shrimp skewers. Two skewers for $9.95. Are you listening?
Yes.
A half a rack of ribs. Homemade smoky bacon barbecue sauce for $8.95. Pulled pork poutine for $7.95. How can you do it so cheap? Because these are not small orders.
Well, you also forgot to mention the tartine, which is our turkey poutine.
Yes.
Our homemade turkey gravy.
Oh, wait, that's what I said. Like, I want you to elaborate more.
Yes.
I was just going through the menu, picking out a few things. I've got to try this. I've got to try this.
Exactly.
And your prices blew me away.
Well, we tried to keep the prices down as much as we could by doing all the renovations ourselves, which took almost 3 months to do at the restaurant. George making everything from scratch, all our salad dressing sauces, dips, that helps keep the food costs down by preparing everything
in-house.
And it's all homemade.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There's no garbage junk stuff going in here.
Honest,
this is excellent.
Honest ingredients and prepared.
And that's important to people these days, right?
Absolutely.
Very, very important.
Absolutely.
Now, you've got burgers and sandwiches. Again, these prices are phenomenal, people. $3.95 to $6.95. Then you've got the deluxe sandwiches that go from $9.95 to $14.95. Can you elaborate on those, George, the deluxe sandwich?
The deluxe sandwich includes coleslaw and fries and all price points for all appetites. We also have standalone sandwiches, which you could upgrade with, you could deluxe them as well.
Yes, for $3 you can deluxe your sandwich or your burger. For $3 you get French fries and your choice of the homemade baked beans or the homemade coleslaw. So, you know, for $8.95 you've got burger, fries, and a side, and you really can't beat that. It's good value for your money. And
oh, yeah.
Like we say, we did our menu the way we did it because not everyone can eat as much as they can anymore. The older we get, the less we eat.
Yep.
And
it's healthier that way.
Absolutely. And there's all appetite sizes, so you can eat as little or as much as you want.
I come in, you're on the floor, you're serving me, and I feel like a soup and sandwich, and I know the soups are homemade.
Absolutely.
What's some of the soups you got?
We're sticking with the
people are big on soups.
Beef, barley, chicken noodle, turkey rice, and cream soups, of course.
All homemade.
All homemade. Yes.
All from scratch.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so is our French onion soup.
Yeah, I saw that.
That we have
that
on the menu every
French
day.
Onion soup.
It's delicious. It's a very good seller.
Homemade, eh, George?
Homemade with Swiss cheese, the way it's supposed to be.
Yes.
You're one lucky lady, eh?
I am.
The man can cook.
He can.
He's blushing, by the way, people. Okay, let's get on to the pasta dishes. You've got pasta dishes from $8.95 to $12.95.
Correct.
Now, what's the most popular pasta dish going out of there right now?
Believe it or not,
what's the biggie?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti
with meat sauce, because the meat sauce is a delicious sauce full of
an old Muskoka recipe.
Yeah. Muskoka recipe. And with any of our pastas, you have a choice of your red sauce, meat sauce, blush,
and the homemade Alfredo sauce.
The Alfredo sauce. Now, with any pasta entree, we call it make it a bait. So for $2.95, we will layer pepperoni and smother it with mozzarella cheese onto your pasta and bake it in the oven. So it's almost like a lasagna / pasta dish. Something that I came up with and created, and it's actually quite delicious. You have to try it.
Becoming
I'm
more
definitely going to have to try that one. Absolutely.
The cheese tortellini baked is really nice.
Yes, absolutely.
With
your choice of sauce.
Yes, with your choice of sauce.
And that price is how much for that?
The cheese tortellini, I believe it was $11.95, and then for $2.95, you make it a baked. So for, $14.95, you've got a great pasta dish.
That's fantastic,
and
guys.
All of our pasta dishes are served with garlic bread as well.
Why the heck would I want to bother to cook at home anymore?
That's my question.
honestly, this is just fantastic, guys. Now, you've also got a kids menu.
Absolutely.
And your kids menu, everything is for $7.95.
Yes.
Kids menu. I know there's spaghetti on the kids menu.
Yes, they have their choice of sauce too. It's not just butter and parm for the kids. They can have blush sauce, meat sauce, or the Alfredo sauce. It's their choice. And I think we have kids fish. And
they could have the fettuccine as well if they don't want spaghetti.
Yes. Okay. They have a choice of fettuccine or spaghetti.
And you've also got the fish and chips for the children.
Yes. We have kids fish and chips.
And the grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese and the kids chicken fingers. Absolutely. And all kids meals come with a fountain pop and their choice of chocolate or vanilla ice cream or a big freezy for dessert.
All that for $7.95. That's one heck of a deal for a family out there.
Absolutely.
Really,
well, we know how tough it is nowadays, yeah, especially for single family incomes, and we know there's a lot of retirees in town and there's fixed incomes. We tried to make up our menu to have everyone be able to go out for dinner at least once a month.
Excellent.
It's a family restaurant and of all ages and appetites, everybody's welcome.
People really are raving about your place, okay?
We're very pleased.
Your service is incredibly quick.
We try our best.
It's very fast. No, people were saying
line up at the door.
Well, that's what they were saying the other day on social media. People were there at 5 o'clock, and they said, "Thank God they got in just below the dot there, because there was a lineup."
Yes. Well, now
but people were being patient.
Yes,
because they could see you were running your A off, and George was even bringing food out of the kitchen. That's great.
But yes, we got caught a little bit with the understaffed, but we've taken care of that now. So hopefully that won't be an issue in the future, and we'll be able to get the food out in a timely manner. And if it's not ready right away, wait a little bit longer, because it will be nice and hot when it does come out.
Yeah, everybody's saying the same thing. Everything comes out hot.
Absolutely.
Everything.
We're not going to
sacrifice time for quality.
Yeah, bingo. Bingo.
Absolutely.
You've always been like that, George.
Sacrifice quality for time.
I knew what you meant. But it's early morning today here. We're doing an early morning interview here, okay? Because I know you guys have to be back to the shop there at the cookhouse and start at 11 o'clock. And we started this at 9 a.m. Okay?
Yes.
And I appreciate that, guys. I really do. Desserts. You've got homemade desserts. You've even got pies for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Our caramel cream pie is just to die for. With the homemade caramel.
It's the homemade caramel sauce from scratch that is the kicker for me. It's delicious, and you just have to try it. It's not too sweet.
Is this the cookhouse fritter?
No, this is the caramel cream pie that we drizzle the homemade caramel sauce onto the pie.
Each serving comes with an insulin pump.
Yeah, if need be.
And a big pot of coffee to wash it down.
Absolutely. But we also have our cookhouse fritter.
Yeah, people were raving about this one too.
And that's hand-dipped in-house, George's secret recipe for the batter.
You're not going to share with us it?
No.
Okay.
But that's served warm over vanilla ice cream, and that's also drizzled with the homemade caramel, and it's quite delicious.
And tartufo.
Tartufo, yes, that's our Italian ice cream.
Oh, that's what it is, okay.
Yes, and we have raspberry and chocolate flavor or vanilla and caramel flavor, and it's a nice dessert too as well.
Excellent.
Unfortunately, it's not homemade, but we're not into making the ice cream just yet.
There's not enough hours in the day for you guys.
Exactly. What we can make homemade, we do.
Okay, so, let's talk salads, because everybody likes salads.
Oh,
what have you got for salads?
We have standard garden salad, of course, which you can add a chicken breast or shrimp to if you wish.
With all our homemade dressings.
And we have the Greek salad with our homemade crumbled feta and roasted garlic dressing, which is very yummy. And,
our
of course,
Caesar.
The Caesar, our signature Caesar salad, which...
is delicious with the homemade dressing. If you like garlic, it keeps the vampires away at night.
Oh, nice.
So there's no worries for that.
So you've got your homemade dressing.
Yes, absolutely.
Garlic.
And our Neptune salad is delicious with the surimi crab and shrimp.
Yep.
And the dressing,
jumbo and baby shrimp.
And the dressing is our garlic dill dressing, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, mine too.
It's delicious. But we have two sizes. We have a small size, a starter salad, if you wish, or we have a meal size salad that you can add, like George said, chicken or shrimp skewer to.
Excellent. That would be a great starter for me wanting to have my liver and onions, because I hear you got quite a reputation going for liver and onions.
But we had to, I remember when we first opened, in the first couple of weeks, we had to make a special trip to Barrie in the morning because we only had a couple orders left and we were afraid that we were going to run out. And it was a good thing we did, because we didn't want to disappoint our customers. So we grabbed our liver from our supplier in the morning and we were able to please everyone that day with the liver and onions, because we didn't run out.
Yeah, people are raving about your liver and onions.
Excellent.
And what kind of liver are we using here?
Baby beef, of course.
Oh, it's baby beef.
Absolutely. With our homemade beef gravy, of course.
Mm.
Sauteed onions, and you have your choice of, it's typically served with French fries, but you have your choice of our house garlic mashed potatoes to have as well with gravy, and your choice of, again, homemade baked beans or the homemade coleslaw.
I recommend those beans to everybody. Jonah, George, I really want to say thank you so much. I'm sorry, I keep saying Jonah.
It's Jonah.
Jonah.
Yes.
Jonah.
Yes.
Jonah.
Jonah. Donna.
Jonah and George.
Yeah.
I want to really thank you so much for coming in so early and a very busy schedule that you have.
Thank you for having us.
Mr. Miller, to you. I always ask the same question at the end of every show. Because it's all about local, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Shopping local.
Absolutely, and we're here to cater to the locals.
Does Jonna buy George's underwear locally?
Oh. That has to go down with the secret recipes.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in, and I wish you all the success in the world, okay?
Thank you very much. And thank you for having us. We really enjoyed ourselves, and we're pleased that everyone is as pleased as we are. We're happy to serve everyone, and hopefully they're happy to come in and eat our great food.
They certainly are already.
Excellent.
This was West River Cookhouse at 627 River Road West. Their phone number is 705-352-FOOD, F-O-O-D, which is 3663. This is a beautiful place with casual family dining. This is Victor Miller. Till next time, shop local. Now we are getting back to business.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio station. Download your free Beach Booster Radio app to enjoy local radio anywhere. We encourage you to interact at info@beachbooster.com. Thanks for listening.